Under the current government, schools have the option to talk about issues like domestic abuse in lessons, but they don't have to. Despite extensive pressure from other political parties and campaign groups, it doesn't look likely to change. Richard Brown is from a charity called Listening Ear, which helps children caught up in domestic abuse. It's estimated that number stands at around 5,000 a year.
The age range of children that we work with is 9 to 16, and they may have witnessed violent intervention between the parents, or they may have just overheard an argument. And that can have an impact on them as they grow up in life. For example, if they see violent behaviour, then they might have anger issues themselves and become a violent person. So what we're trying to do is get them to understand, for example, their anger, and violence isn't the way of resolving it. What they need to do is be able to control and manage that anger. We'll teach them techniques of control that hopefully they can then take on into later life. It needs about 10 times the funding that's currently available. And I'm not criticising funding bodies at the moment, but the scale of the problem is so big that the funding required to deal with those presenting issues is massive. You're talking over £1 million a year.
Helen is from South Liverpool Domestic Abuse Services and has told Heart that young girls especially often don't know what constitutes a healthy relationship.
For young people, they could be entering their first relationship and they might not have an understanding of what's healthy and not healthy in relationships. Their information is taken from possibly friends, the internet, and so on. So the information they might be receiving might not be correct.
Labour MP for Wavertree, Luciana Berger, has told Heart that the government needs to change its attitude.
The fact that so many young people are affected really, really bothers me. And just looking at the figures, you know, the fact that 1 in 4 young girls will have been hit by their partner, 1 in 9 of those in a very extreme way, is totally unacceptable and needs some very serious attention.
Online at heart.co.uk and on our Twitter, you can hear more from the victims we've spoken to, the work we're doing to raise awareness, and we've got some numbers and websites you can contact if you are a victim and want to end the abuse.